Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
And we are live. We're live. Cool. I just ordered lunch and I'm waiting a few minutes for it to get ready. So I wanted to come on, do a quick live, and talk to you about polarizing people in your marketing. I put out a video, it was yesterday, I think. Feels like a long time ago. It was yesterday, I put a video out that talked about why it's so dangerous to just try to appeal to people's already pre-existing beliefs about the problem that you solve or the work that you do, to appeal to the masses, to try to get people to just agree with you and to really tell them what they want to hear. That's boring. It doesn't get people's attention and doesn't help anybody, more importantly. And I talked about why you should try to be polarizing in your messaging. And I told the story of a guy who sent me a message on LinkedIn. And he said to me, he said, look, I watched one of your videos and I really passionately disagreed with your message. And I went to comment and I was so passionate in my comment that I thought to myself, well, maybe I should message the guy first and make sure he's not going to get offended by my comment. And I said, look, it's fine. You can disagree. I want you to disagree. I don't want everyone to agree with me. That's not the objective here. And so I wanted to just come on today and add a little bit more color to that conversation. Why do we polarize? Why is it important and effective to be polarizing in your messaging? And how can we make that a little bit easier on you? So first of all, three reasons why you should be polarizing in your messaging. The first is that people are naturally attracted to extremes. Okay, we are just, it's human nature. We are naturally attracted to extremes. We're attracted to the edges. The stuff that's in the middle, the vanilla stuff, is boring. Nobody cares. Nobody pays attention. That stuff gets ignored. Just think about politics. Think about political figures like, you know, a Donald Trump or a Vladimir Putin. These extreme, polarizing, divisive figures. And you don't need to like them, but you've got to admit, they are fascinating. They're super interesting. There's a reason why the headlines revolve around these extreme political figures, because people are fascinated by them. They find them so interesting, and they want to know as much about them as possible. Now, the idea here is that you don't just take an extreme position on something for the sake of having an extreme position. That's not the goal. We're not being extreme for the sake of being extreme. But if you can take an extreme position, a polarizing position on an issue in your market and defend that position and justify that position, then you absolutely should. That's the first thing. People are naturally attracted to extremes. Second reason to be polarizing is that the reality is your prospects, the people that you serve, they're making mistakes out there, guys. They're making mistakes. They're doing things that they shouldn't be doing. They're not doing things that they should be doing. And they're not getting the results that they want and need and that you could give them. And so you're not doing them any favors whatsoever by just dancing around the issue, by avoiding conflict, by not taking a stand, not taking a stance, and not pointing out the mistakes that they're making. You're not helping them. You're not doing them any favors. So the second reason to be polarizing is people need that. They need to hear that message, and it may be uncomfortable. And you may be calling them out on some stuff, and that may be uncomfortable for them and for you, but part of being a grown-up, part of being a leader, is you've got to see past that discomfort and ultimately do what's right for your audience. Third reason to be polarizing in your messaging is, you know, paradoxically, you're going to learn more about what you stand for by actually taking a stance. And here's why. When I put a message out in a video on LinkedIn or on Facebook or somewhere, and then people respond to it and they disagree, I have to now process that disagreement. I have to process that dissent. I've got to ask questions to myself to better understand, what is this person saying? Clearly, they don't agree with me. Why don't they agree with me? Where is their opposition coming from? How do they view things? How do they view the world? And how does that worldview result in a disagreement on this particular point? And in going through those steps and asking those questions, I learn a ton. I learn a ton about what I believe, the way I see things, my own stand, my own position, the very position that I just put out into the market. I learn more about it. I add more color to the conversation, and ultimately I grow. And sometimes I shift my position. That's part of this. The goal here is not to be right all the time and to never be wrong. You're going to be wrong. You're going to learn from this process. You're going to learn about other perspectives, other ideas, and that's going to add color to the way you see things. And as a result, your perspectives and your positions will change, and that's okay. So those are three reasons why you want to be polarizing in your marketing and in your messaging. First of all, people are naturally attracted to extremes. It gets their attention. Second of all, you've got to call people out, and you've got to be polarizing to identify the mistakes that people are making and get them to pay attention to why those mistakes are so costly. Third reason is that you're going to learn more about what you stand for, and then you'll be more confident in those positions. Now, that's all fine and good. And intellectually, I think a lot of you would agree, hopefully, but you know, you don't have to agree. You can disagree. Let me know in the comments. But even if you do agree, it's easier said than done. This is way easier said than done because the lizard brain kicks in and we're afraid and we don't want to put ourselves out there and we don't want to expose ourselves to criticism because, you know, we're naturally very bad at taking criticism because we attribute it to ourselves instead of the ideas. And we want to avoid that at all costs. It's much easier to not take a stand, not be polarizing, and not put ourselves out there and be vulnerable. It's much easier. So let me give you three tips to make this a little bit easier for you to go through, to make it easier for you to be polarizing and to do so with confidence. First tip is, remember, nobody takes you as seriously as you take yourself. It's a good kind of like life lesson. Nobody takes you as seriously as you take yourself. If I watch this Facebook Live again, I'm going to pick out 10 things that I don't like about what I said and the way that I said it. But most of you are not going to see those things because I take myself way more seriously than you do. And that's a good thing, because if you took me as serious as I take myself, well, that would not be very good for anybody. So just remember that the world doesn't revolve around you. Nobody takes you that seriously. It's not a big deal if they disagree with you. Okay, you're not going to shatter their world. Second tip is, remember that we have more respect for people that take a principled stance on something, even if we disagree with them. I have more respect for people who disagree with me, but have a principled stance behind that disagreement, than people who maybe agree with me, but haven't really thought it through, and don't really know why they agree with me, and don't really have a strong position, and can't really articulate why they have a position. I have way more respect for people who disagree with me, but have a principled stance for that disagreement. And that's really important because remember, clients want to work with leaders. Clients do not want to work with followers. They want to work with leaders. And this is part of being a leader. Third tip to make this a little bit easier on yourself is, the more you take a stand, remember this, the more you take a stand on something, on a position, the more confident you're going to be in taking a stand in the future. So when I went mountain biking 3 weeks ago on a new trail, and for the first time I went on this trail, and there was a part where we were riding right along the edge of basically a cliff. You had the trail, and there was a steep, steep cliff, and at the bottom of it was a creek, and it was pretty far down. And I was petrified. I was like, you know, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down, keep going forward. And couldn't go too fast because I might lose my balance. Couldn't go too slow because I might lose my balance. And I was just scared. It was super, super scary, right? But then the second time I did it, a little less scared. Third time I did it, a little less scared. Fourth time I did it, a little less scared. And now I do it without even thinking, okay? So the more you do this, the more practice you have at putting a message out there, being polarizing, taking a stand on an issue, the easier it's going to get. So, three reasons why you should be polarizing. People are attracted to extremes. People are making mistakes, and they've got to see those mistakes for what they are. And you're going to learn more about what you stand for. Three ways to make it easier for yourself is to remember, Nobody takes you as seriously as you take yourself. Everybody respects people who take a principled stance on something, even if they disagree. And this is going to get a whole lot easier for you the more that you do it. Hope that helps. See you later.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.